Rubber game of the series between the Phillies and Giants. Odubel Herrera would have himself a game. We pick it up 5-3 Philadelphia in the fifth. It's Herrera at the dish facing George Contos.
That ball sounded good off the bat of Odubel Herrera. Span going back to the wall. It is gone! Into the bullpen.
Man, did that ball carry.
Home run number 4 for Odubel Herrera. It's now a 6-3 ball game.
Base is full for the Giants. Swung on, line to left field. Coming over is Kendrick. He won't get it. It's a base hit. Span will score, and right on his heels is Belt, and the Giants have taken the lead. It's 7-6 San Francisco. Here in the top of the seventh inning, Crawford with a two-run single. He's driven in 4 runs today.
Tying run is aboard.
Swung on, hit in the air, left center field. On the run, Belt. He is not going to get there. It's a double for Odubel, his 3rd extra base hit of the day, and he has tied the game 7-7 here in the bottom of the seventh.
Out toward right center field. That is well hit. Yeah. Going back is Pence. It is gone! Solo home run for Michael Franco. And the Phillies retake the lead. It's an 8-7 ball game. Out toward right center field. That's well hit. Pence going back. It is gone! Another home run for the Phillies. 2-1 inning. 2-1 game for Freddie Galvis. One from the right side, one from the left side. It's a 9-7 ball game.
The Phillies take 2 of 3 from the Giants, winning this one 9-7. Herrera finishes with 3 hits, 3 RBIs, and 2 runs scored. Freddie Galvis with the first multi-home run game of his career. The Phillies win consecutive games for the first time since late April. Manager Pete MacKinnon spoke afterwards.
We optioned Brock Stassi to Redding. He needs to go down and get some at-bats, and he'll be able to get at-bats down in Redding. Pavetta is scheduled to pitch tomorrow. Great win. Good to win a series for a change. Really uplifting for the team. Yesterday was a good game that I was hoping would spark us today, and it sure did. I mean, Odubel 3 hits. I think it's his first game where he got 3 hits. Swung the bat much better. Looked much more disciplined at the plate. What can you say about Freddie? A home run from both sides of the plate, and great for Mikey to build some confidence with that home run to give us the lead. So, in general, it's a great day. Hellickson kind of struggled the whole game to throw with his command. He walked too many guys, only gave up the 4 hits, but squeaked out of it. You know, Tommy made that throwing error that led to 2 runs, and then Hellickson walked the leadoff hitter to put a man on base, and Crawford hit that home run. Other than that, he struggled, but he got through it.
Was it kind of fitting in a sense that Franco and Herrera kind of keyed this, considering they've been the focus of a lot of frustration for this 34-game stretch?
It's been very frustrating, obviously, for both of them, and as well as myself and the team and the fans. I mean, everybody's been frustrated, but it was good to see those guys busted open. Franco, a couple hits yesterday, the big home run today to put us ahead. Hopefully this is the winning this series is what we needed to, you know, give us a spark and take it into Atlanta.
How much does Herrera dwell during a slump like this? Does he?
I've always said he's unique, you know, but he's human, and it affects everybody differently. You know, I think Odubel is the type of person that he doesn't let it bother him. I know he's frustrated, but he just continues to do his thing, and it's almost like he knows he's going to hit it. He's just waiting it out. It was good to see. And if we need those two guys to hit. If they do, we're going to be much better.
What kind of challenge is that for you as a manager? Obviously, I would think your instinct is to want to try to do something to help him, and yet it seems like you may not be able to, one way or another.
That's the thing about managing. You know, when you manage a team, you don't just manage. You manage the coaches, the players, the owners, the front office, the fans. You have to manage a lot of people, and as well as each individual. And you got to know how they're made and what, you know, what button to push and which button not to push. And so it's all, you know, that's the job. The job is to keep everybody motivated.
One of the knocks on Herrera was the fact he was going way outside the zone for a lot of pitches and swinging through them. Do you think his plate discipline that he's shown these last 2 days is kind of the reason that it looks like he's snapped out of this?
I think so. You know, he's been working with on that with Matt Stairs, and they, you know, he probably knew that he was expanding the strike zone, but was made aware of it as a way to get out of his slump. You know, being more selective, and I think at least in a short period of time, he looks more selective, and hopefully that'll continue. If it does, he's going to get back to hitting what he's supposed to hit.
You've got three guys with him and Franco and Galvis even who have had more than their share, I guess, of being streaky hitters to some degree. I mean, is that you think that's what you have in these guys, or is it just something?
Well, the whole key to success, in my opinion, is to have quality at-bats consistently. You know, when a guy comes to the plate, you got to feel good, like he's as if he's going to do something good. And when these guys get in these slumps, you don't always feel that way. You know, you kind of hope that they come out of it. But, you know, if you want to win a lot of games, you have to have consistent at-bats throughout the lineup, and that's what we're striving for.
How frustrated are you with that, Joely?
Yeah, he's been frustrating. You know, he's trying, and I hate to use that excuse that they're trying too hard, but in his case, he's trying too hard and overthrowing and not pitching. He's just throwing.
Has Freddie's power the last two seasons been one of the more improbable developments you've witnessed in your years in baseball?
Well, once again, the power numbers are good. I'm not going to, you know, knock it, but once again, as I just said earlier, consistent at-bats is what we're looking for, so that when that guy goes to the plate, you feel good about him giving you a good at-bat. And certainly Freddie's right up there with our team leaders in RBIs. He's got that kind of ability. He comes up big. He came up big yesterday in the game, you know, with the base hit to left field. He's got he comes up big, you know, very often, but we want him to be more consistent, get that on-base percentage up, so on and so forth.
It's been about a month of Hellickson struggling. Is there a common theme through all those struggles? Is it just?
You know what, Kevin? It always boils down to command, and he's not commanding his changeup like we've seen him in the past, and that's his bread and butter. And when he doesn't command that, when he leaves it up in the zone out over the plate, it gets hit. And I think I'd like to see him use his fastball a little bit more to be able to locate that better, which I think will help him with the changeup.
Up next, the Phillies begin a series with the Braves in Atlanta on Monday.